and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our very, very special guest is the host of the Zach Drew Show, our dear friend, Zach Drew. Our co-host today is Mondo de la Vega. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and this is a very important program today.
Yes.
I believe it's one of the most important shows that I'll ever do, so I want you to watch today's program. And I'm so thrilled to have my disciple back with me, Zach Drew.
It's good to be here.
You were with me almost 8 years in our school, most of those years, but as co-host of the show, and I'm going to tell you this, don't get a big head, but you are probably the greatest research person I know of in the world besides Mondo.
Yeah. Zach is.
You and Mondo would make a great team.
Oh, boy.
Yes, yeah. We would. Yeah, I was with you for almost 8 years. I started in your media school when I was only 18 years old. I'm 30, almost at 33. I'm 32 today. So basically all of my young adult years were spent under you and Mama Lori. You know, forever I will always call, I just can't say Lori because she is Mama Lori.
There's some pictures on the screen of the young you.
All of my pivotal young adult years, that's where I learned. You guys were my mentors. You guys were a second set of parents to me. You taught me all that I know, and that's what I'm doing today. And there was many times, even I remember when I was 19, I thought to myself, uh-oh, I might have just got kicked out of the school. And sure enough, there Mama Lori comes in and yes, disciplined the students. So yes, she really was like a second mom to me.
This school, and we need to get more students in. I think we have a couple around here that are still students, but we're going to do. Tell me about the school, Mondo. We're going to have more. What do you call them? Discipleship or
more
something?
More like internships.
Internship is the word.
Yeah, to be able to learn media, research, production.
So if you're interested in joining here, you've got to work. That's all there is to it. If you want to learn, you have to run camera. You have to direct.
Everyone who actually works here really has a multitude of jobs they do,
but
so to speak.
Some of the greatest people in television today have graduated from my schools, have been at our schools over the years. And I've been having schools probably, Sue, for 50 years, would you say?
Absolutely. Probably over 50 years, yes.
Yeah. And some of the greats today, the host of
Flashpoint
is a graduate from my school. Yeah. You know who he is, right?
Yeah. Gene Bailey.
I'm so proud of him. And his show is, I think, number one on their network.
Yeah. You know, I text back and forth with Gene constantly just to make sure we're always in communication. But you're always learning. And to see the fruit of what the school has done through Zach Drew and everything that he's been able to accomplish since has been something amazing to watch.
I've worked with Billy Graham, worked with all the great television ministries, and I've literally produced, I think, hundreds and probably even thousands of workers in the television
ministry.
Absolutely.
I just want to say something. I think that what he said about, I've never heard it put this way, and I love this, that you said this. This is a safe place to fail.
Right.
And that brings tears to my eyes almost because so many young people, not only young people, but staff members here have gotten second, third, and fourth chances. And this is a safe place to, and I hate that word fail, but to maybe fall or have an issue and then come back. You know, it really is awesome how you guys have loved unconditionally, all of us.
Zach Drew, we're so happy to have you here.
We're
talking a bit about the school, but we really want to get the school going, and you could actually come in from time to time and be one of our guest professors because you should be Dr. Zach Drew today.
And his co-host, Andrew Bellers, they met here, right? I actually watched the Zach Drew show. How about you guys? It's on PTL Network. You can see it all the time. But Andrew, every time I see you guys together, Zach, and you're the host and he's the co-host, I always think back to when you guys were here and how you met here at Morningside and at the
Zach, when you came here to school, did you think you were going to go into television or what did you know?
Oh, absolutely. I really did. Whenever I was 17, I got radically saved and my life just turned upside down and I totally changed the entire plans I had for my life because, well, God ultimately has the final say in the direction that we go. And he actually spoke to me at a church camp whenever I was 17 up near Chicago that I was to go into the realm of media. I actually had a hidden passion I hadn't told anybody, and I had a passion for media, and I was journaling before God that very thing. Lord, I don't have enough faith to go into this world, you know, because in my mind, I didn't want to do just local cable access things. I wanted to do something really, truly great for God. It was kind of like saying I want to be a Major League Baseball player, but I told the Lord, God, I don't have enough faith. I've got to know that this is what you are calling me to do. Nobody knew this about me. And it was the very next day, there was a guy that was a leader at the church camp. He came up to me. He did not know me. And he came up to me and he said, I feel like the Lord has given me a word for you. It's a word that I've never received such a clear word from the Lord before. And he said, and Zach, that one word is media. And that was what solidified everything for me. I knew from that day forward, for the rest of my life, that the Lord had called me to Christian media.
Wow. Can you imagine, as you look back these, I don't know, how many years ago went before you started now? So you were here 8 years, and you've been, how long have you been out?
It's been about 14 years.
14 years ago. And today you have your own television show. You're on
our network
on every... Oh, I think it's Friday, isn't it?
Okay, so yes, it's Fridays at 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. But of course,
exactly
it's always
right.
on demand. It's always on demand, and that's Eastern time. But that's when it drops.
It's the network that I'm most thrilled to be on. I just feel like it's who I am at the core. Is being on the PTL network. I'm most thrilled about that. We are also on DirecTV, coast to coast on WHT. And we're also on other local Comcast cable stations as well. But PTL, that is where I'm always most excited to be at.
So your program is growing.
It is.
You're adding networks all the time.
Yes, we sure are.
Would you recommend that with our apprenticeship, that if they're, you have to be tough to come here to school because you'll get discouraged because it's not easy to work. Kids today aren't used to working, but you have to work here. Now, did you ever get discouraged while you were here in the 7-8 years you were here?
Yes, I did. Oh yeah, because that's life.
That is life.
But the biggest, most important question, if anybody is thinking about coming to the media school, is are you called? That is the only question you have to ask yourself and you have to seek from the Lord. Because if you are called, that's all that matters. I've said this so many times. I think I probably got it from someone who I look up to a great deal, the late Chuck Missler.
Yeah.
Whenever we often think about time, we have that position of time where we look at time like we're on the side of a street looking at a parade. We see the front, the middle, and the end. But God has the aerial view. It's like he's up in a blimp, and he sees the entire thing at all times. There was another person that had an impact on my life named Lloyd Ziegler.
Yeah.
And Lloyd Ziegler did a study on the Hebrew word. You know, we know that God is omnipresent, meaning that he's everywhere at all times. But if you truly break down that word, it would suggest that God is in all time at all time. In the television world, we have 30 frames per second. It's rapid fire. Break that into 1,000 times more. Every single millisecond of every frame that's ever existed from every point of view, from the beginning of time until now, God is in. So the big question is this. Whenever God calls you to something, you have that initial great excitement. You're ready to go and conquer the world. But then maybe it's 6 months later, maybe it's a few years later, you're starting to get down. You're starting to get discouraged. You're wondering, did God not see this coming? Of course he did. Because if God is in all time, at all time, in that very moment that he called you, in your excitement, he was already in that very moment of discouragement. And he saw it before you saw it. So the most important question is, are you called? And if you're called, then you're just a soldier under the Lord. You keep pressing forward. You keep moving on through the mountaintops and the valleys. You never give up. You relieve yourself of that option to give up.
I believe in the last days, you know, the Lord spoke to me, there's going to be a lot of volunteers in Christian television in order to make it work. And we have people here that live here that are helping me and volunteering. I have volunteers that are in their 80s.
That's right.
But we all can do something. And I believe in these last days, you're going to have to be made of tough stuff to stand for God. Amen. And I want to roll a little piece of your show as I get into it. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world today. And Zach Drew is one who digs out the news like probably nobody else. So let's watch a little piece of the Zach Drew Show, and then we'll get right into our questions.
People think that Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night, you know, and he's not. He's not going to come like a thief in the night for the Christians that understand the signs of the times. He's coming like a thief in the night for those that are asleep in the church. And I stick by my thoughts about how Satan wants a kingdom just like God's, okay? And it's just the demonic parallel of God's kingdom. And we can see Satan's hand at work in the same way, but opposite than what God wants to establish. In the same way, God says he's not going to do anything within the earth without first revealing it to his prophets. I believe that Satan does the same thing. Satan uses his minions, his people, his worshipers. He speaks through them to warn the world of what's to come before it happens. There's another article right now. Remember, she said the assault on truth will come to the church because the Bible is the source of all truth. I believe that wholeheartedly. And here's another article. Catholic school suspends teen for remainder of year for believing God created two genders and protesting transgender students using girls' bathrooms. So the man's name is Alexander. So Alexander was allegedly punished by the school for organizing a protest against transgender students using girls' bathrooms. But let's just work with me here. These are not Christian revisionists. These are not people that are revising our history to make it more Christian than it actually is. These revisionists, they do have a narrative and they do have a philosophy. They do have ideologies. They are Marxists. They are Marxists in nature. That is the common denominator of revisionists in America. They are trying to take us away from our Christian roots. You know, honestly, Andrew, it's time we find more conspiracy theories because the ones we've been talking about have all come true. Do not be fearful of these times. I say all these things, I'm not fearful, because I believe that whenever you do fear, that it's a clear indication that your eyes are not focused on Jesus. When if your eyes are focused on Jesus, you have no reason to fear. He holds your life in his hands.
Wow.
Excellent.
I love what you just said on that piece that about conspiracy theories, Mondo. You and I deal with that all the time. People say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. You know what? The world thinks the rapture is a conspiracy theory. Did you know that?
Yes.
There's a lot. So you said that statement. Do you believe that some things that we thought were conspiracy theories are really happening?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm having to research even harder because all of the conspiracy theories that we've been talking about on the program these last few years, we need to find a whole other set of them because all the ones that we believed have come true.
They really have, Zachary. I'm watching.
What about you?
Like, yes, he's right.
What about the topic I want you to help us understand is ESG. What is it, and what is the same thing is that what China's doing with their social credit score? And so what, I don't know that much about it. Tell me.
Absolutely. So ESG, that's one of the topics that I would love to discuss on today's program. I would say it is probably the most important happening, the most important newsworthy thing that we can possibly discuss right now in America. There's all these different factors that are going to contribute to the perfect storm. But ESG, paired with this climate change agenda, that's how ESG is thrusted forward. We're going to get into what it is. It is what will cripple America. So ESG, it stands for Environmental Social Governance. Some might say it refers to Environmental Social Justice Governance. So it is a credit score of sorts issued by banks that measures just how green your company, your business, your investment opportunity is. And a poor score will result in loans and investment opportunities being denied. So when people talk about ESG, they are given a score that's very similar to the draconian social credit scores that we're seeing issued to nearly every single person in China. ESG is our own version. And sure, right now, the major banks are issuing it to corporations, to businesses. But they are now, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, are now issuing ESG scores to their customers, and it is going to cripple this nation. Let me just give you an example, okay? So what do you mean banks can deny loans based on their score of how green they are? So just to maintain, in America, our natural gas productions, there has to be serious investments made every single year. So who provides capital for a piece of the pie through interest? Obviously, that's banks. So in 2021, $43 billion were invested into the gas and oil industry on top of their regular investments. $43 billion in 2021. On top of their regular investments, last year in America, around $10 billion of new investments were invested into the oil and gas industry. Now, that doesn't make any sense, especially if you have any type of business in your brain. Whenever the investors understood the returns that could have taken place in 2022, there was a crazy high demand for it, and there wasn't enough oil to go around. That's why our gas prices shot up to nearly $5 where I'm from, and they still haven't gone down. So logically, in 2022, this would have been the time where we would have seen radical investments, unprecedented investments in the oil and gas industry like never before. So why only half of the previous year? Let me tell you why. It's because of the banks. The banks have decided that it isn't the moral thing, that we must reduce our carbon footprint for the survival of us all. It's false, it's lies, it's the climate change Trojan horse. And those that are controlling this horse from within are going to kill us, okay? Just like the Greek soldiers hiding deceptively right within the Trojan horse were able to take over the entire city, those responsible for creating the inaccurate climate change narrative based on falsified science will be able to take over America with it. So both the horse and the narrative are hollow, just like the gullible Trojans who believed the horse was a gift to be offered to the false goddess of Athena, the god of war. This climate change Trojan horse was constructed to the false god of Mother Earth, right? Which is simply just a shadow of Satan, is who they truly worship. But just like those Trojans that day were slaughtered and killed because of the fake god to the fake gift to the god of war, those taken by this deception will soon understand that it will cost them their freedom. It will ultimately cost them their lives. You see, understand this. It is not about climate. It is about implementing socialism. It is about taking down America to her knees and enslaving the people. And the largest banks in America have issued for businesses an ESG credit score that measures, you know, how green your company is, and blocking those investments. And like I said at the top of this, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America are doing that now to their customers. So not only are states like California aggressively shutting down the plants, the government is also issuing banks to prevent future investments into the industry. And it's all based off of ESG. So I'll wrap up this section by saying this, because there's so much more we need to talk about with ESG. This is what is causing our food prices to go up. The farmer who uses a combine and other tractors, they're paying twice as much, right, for the diesel. And he has to spread fertilizer, which comes through petroleum. The trucks to transport need fuel. The plants to process need energy. It affects every way of our life, and it will soon affect us even to a greater proportion.
I read today that China possesses most of the fertilizers, and that's one of the reasons that food prices are going high as well. The cost of fertilizers is so much.
That's right. And this contributes to us. You know, a lot of people think, well, ESG, you know, it's for the businesses. No, it's coming to you. I just want to scream it from the mountaintops. ESG, your environmental social governance score, is going to affect whether you get a mortgage on your home, whether you get a new loan for your vehicle. ESG, this contributes to your energy bill, why it's been skyrocketing. This is why gas has been so high throughout the country. This is why food prices are skyrocketing. And it contributes also, once again, to our high inflation. The moral of the story is this. Climate change, and understand this. I am not saying that we should destroy the earth. I am for protecting and maintaining the earth. Listen, Adam and Eve were the first custodians of planet Earth. God created the planet and said it was good. We should not be destroying the planet. But we need to have the brains that can understand that these scientists that are falsifying the data that are paid from the state are creating this narrative for devious purposes, to destroy capitalism and to bring America down to her knees. And like you said, Pastor, China is already doing this.
I believe with all of my heart that we're on the brink of more attacks upon our grid. I believe that our enemies want to drop an EMP bomb. Now listen to me. If the grid goes down, I'm asking you, what do we do with electric cars? What do we do when we don't have any water to drink? Zach, can you answer that?
That is something we have to seriously consider. I do believe from my research that we need to take incredibly seriously what the global elite say. The global elites within the organization, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which is one of the most evil, the WEF is, in my opinion, more sinister than even the United Nations. And they collaborate on many issues. But it was the World Economic Forum, you know, recently they were in Davos, Switzerland. It's the elite of the world that plan out the direction that humanity essentially is going to go. It was at that meeting, Pastor Jim, that they predicted a catastrophic cyber attack and how it's imminent and how it could occur within the next 2 years. These are the same experts who hosted a panel to discuss a pandemic sweeping the globe and what they would do literally a few months before it actually happened. This is the same group of people. So I think we ought to pay attention to them, right? And here's the article. World Economic Forum officials warn global instability could lead to catastrophic cyber event. The World Economic Forum warned the current level of global instability could lead to a cyber attack within the next 2 years. And Klaus Schwab, the founder of the WEF, he issued a warning and saying that, listen, what I see coming because of the global instability is going to pale in comparison to COVID-19. And like I said, if this is the exact same group that predicted a pandemic was going to sweep the world 4 months before it actually happened. Now they're predicting this. It's very important that we listen to what they have to say. And I'm really not comfortable with them being so specific. You know, in 2 years, 2 years they're saying, we have 2 years to get ready. The enemy, in the same way God is alive and active and moving through the earth, the enemy is trying to do the same thing. And he is trying to usher in his system. And that is what we're seeing on a global scale.
I am so shocked that you're dealing with some of these things today that God has just spoken so strong. You know, Mondo, you've heard me talk about an attack on our grid.
Absolutely. And just a few hours ago, this is the headline, Power Grid Attacks Surge and Are Likely to Continue, the study finds.
There's been attacks on our grid in the last few months.
Absolutely. You know, the power grid attacks has risen to 71% last year, and it continues to grow even at a higher number than the studies are projecting. But listen to what Zach just said. Listen, I talked about this in the last few shows early on this year, even before the year of last year was over. Listen to the language. Listen to the vocabulary that these people are laying out. They're literally laying out the foundation and the floor plan on what the world's going to look like in the next 2 years. This is why we urge you to get prepared with food, prepared with water. And listen, I don't mean to throw this commercial in, but if there was ever a time to pay attention to what we're saying, if I was you, I will call the number that is on the screen, 1-888-988-1588, and find out what can I do to get a food bucket in my home right now.
Yes.
When you listen to what Zach just said about why the prices are going up, stop asking the wrong question.
The experts are saying it could happen next week.
Absolutely. Listen,
that's right.
We have enough faith to think that we can walk into Walmart right now and go buy groceries.
That's right.
We have enough faith that we can get up in the morning and turn the lights on because we're in America. And I told you this even yesterday's show. On our worst day, America is still the greatest nation in the world.
That's right.
I still believe that, but yet America's under siege from within. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you something. Call the number right now. Find what budget you can work with. The number is 1-888-988-1588. Do I sound alarmed? Absolutely. Why? Because within 24 hours, food can be gone. The way to deliver the food can be gone. Why not have the peace of mind to have food in stock in order to have that peace of mind and not have to worry about standing in line?
I predict in maybe 3 to 4 months, you won't be able to get survival food anymore. If just one product of that food, one part of it is gone, we have to wait.
Listen,
last year we waited a year to get buckets. It's time to get ready and be prepared. I would order food every month if I were you. I have my supply. I want you to have a supply. Mondo, do you have a supply?
I have a full supply. I won't tell you where
it
is.
All right, do you have generator?
I have generators. I won't tell you where they are.
I'm rebuilding my generators, and we're charging them all up. I'm getting them ready. A couple of them didn't have an EMP bag, I call it. I'm ordering some extra bags for those because I believe without a miracle, we're going to have a crisis like never before. And you're talking about an EMP bomb. Well, what's going to happen if that happens? All the electric cars won't run.
It's not about electric cars as much as it is about there's going to 90%. We had the greatest expert.
Well, electricity's gone. The pumps won't pump the gas out of the ground.
We had the greatest expert, Dr. Vincent Peter Pry, who's now, you know, gone to be with the Lord. But he used to sit on this set and just warn us and warn us and warn us and warn you and warn you and warn you. And it's just...
Listen,
it's,
the greatest... We just heard it from Zach. The greatest threat we're facing right now is that if companies... like the company that we work with, Augustin Farms, don't comply with the ESG agenda.
That's
they
right.
listen, it may not start directly from person to person, but it will start from the top, from corporations, and that will go follow down the lead all the way to individuals. But what if Augustin Farms don't comply with the ESG agenda? That handicaps that company immediately, yeah, to the point where they can be, you know, put in a place where they're not going to be able to deliver food.
Almost, right, 95% of all the food, the survival food companies, have gone out of business in the last couple of years. That scares me.
Absolutely.
People we used to do business with are gone. And so it's a miracle these folks are still going, and we want to pray that they keep on going. I've told them that.
Yeah, this is the Prepared Pantry 60-meal bucket. It is a 30-year shelf life food. We have so many different recipes in this: buttermilk pancakes, maple brown sugar, strawberry creamy wheat, Spanish rice, just to name a few. The key is this. Write this number down, 1-888-988-1588. Put us on pause if you have to. Get on the phone right now. Talk to the people. The operators will pray with you as well. But this is for a donation of $225 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included. Again, the key is what budget you can work with. If you can do two or three buckets a month, or if you can do one a week or once a month, do it right now. We cannot guarantee delivery if things begin to happen. So the key is to prepare early, prepare ahead of time, and be able to know that the peace of mind that you're going to have is going to be incredible. Now, if you're interested on what Pastor Jim just talked about, which is the generator,
right?
And this is something that you cannot go without. This is probably one of the greatest inventions that man has ever created, to be able to give you power when you don't have power. The key about this generator is that it's fuelless. It does not use any gasoline. It does not use any diesel, no fumes. You can have it in the kitchen counter. You can put it in the living room, next to your bedroom. And again, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. That is the only way we can do it, is if you visit the website.
The Bible's very clear. If you see trouble ahead and you don't do anything about it, he said, you're a fool. And the Bible don't say that unless it means it, you know. Yeah. So it's very, very, very important. I'm telling you, we are in the time of preparedness. We must prepare. I believe.
Jim, if I can,
yes, go ahead.
I feel that, and I am incredibly prepared, more so than I'm even comfortable sharing here on the program. But it is about food. It is about water. It's about security. It's about your medication. What Mondo said was so powerful. I'm glad that he kind of saw the next phase. He said, what if our food suppliers cannot operate their business under ESG rule of law? And I want to say this. That is such a good point, that there very well could be a day soon where many companies go bankrupt because of ESG. I'll say this. I believe that there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses all throughout America in just the next couple of years that go bankrupt because of ESG. Well, now, Zach, ESG, you were saying, is being limited. It's kind of a startup right now in America. Well, listen to this. The European Union, right now as we speak, are about to codify ESG into law. And because of the thousands of businesses that work with the EU, we will now have to do business up to the degree to make sure that we are ESG compliant. The tentacles of ESG are going to cripple America. I don't know if you want to run it right now or not.
Let's run that right now then. Let's just, guys, you have that in the control room. Just go ahead and run that Glenn Beck piece.
Every single company must be part of the ESG program, or they cannot do business with them. Now, let's imagine McDonald's. And this is coming because Europe is adopting the ESG standards.
As law, mandatory.
Yes. So every company that does business in Europe will have to adhere to those standards. So think about McDonald's. Every corporation, every company, every mom and pop farmer that grows potatoes or meat will have to adhere to the EU standards. Otherwise, you'll lose McDonald's. But it's not just that you have to grow them the way they want grown and adopt their, you know, environmental and social justice standards, but even the potato farmer, anyone who supplies him also has to abide by ESG standards. The tentacles of this thing will change America just because we do business with the EU.
Yes. Yes. This is a fundamental transformation of the entire Western world, of all of Europe, Canada,
overnight.
And the United States, essentially overnight. They've already moved it through. There's sort of three bodies in the European Union that are involved in lawmaking, and it's already been approved by all three of them in some degree. Right now, they're just trying to figure out, how do we reconcile our slight differences? I've looked at all of them. They're all basically the same with just small changes. And you're exactly right. The way it works is large companies that operate in Europe, which is basically the vast majority of large companies in the United States, have a certain amount of revenue in Europe. That means they have to adhere to the ESG system, which means they have to impose it on everyone in their entire supply chain globally, no matter who they are, where they work, how large they are, etc.
And if they don't have an ESG score for that company, because the company's like, I'm not doing it, they cannot buy the products. So the score has to be done in America.
Oh, my God. That's shocking. Listen to this. The new EU rules will require ESG reporting on a level never seen before. Is this going into effect, Zach? I mean, are they really doing this? And why do our leaders want to bankrupt us?
Every major bank in America is issuing ESG right now for business investments. They're doing it right now. They're crippling. I mean, what? Think about this. They're saying climate change. We want to protect the earth, so therefore we're blocking investments into oil and natural gas, when it has nothing to do with that. What makes a country great, right? Strong borders, which are able to be accomplished through a strong military. But if you don't have natural resources, if you don't have coal, if you don't have salt, if you don't have petroleum in, you know, through shale stone and whatnot, you don't have an economy. So therefore, the very things that make it so that a country can survive on their own, that's why they're shutting down the pipelines. That's why they're blowing up pipelines. That's why they're shutting down the salt mines and the mills. They're trying to cripple the very thing that makes a country great, which is its natural resources. So therefore, that's why when ESG was implemented last year, we saw the oil and natural gas reserve investments cut in half, because the banks, with the federal government whispering in their ear, are telling them, no more investments. We must cripple America.
I want a royal piece. I think it's from your ministry. It's a Klaus Schwab. He gives an ominous warning about what happens when an EMP hits. And I'm concerned about our grid so much, because everything goes out. The trucks delivering your foods have to stop. Everything dies. Everything that's electric stops. Airplanes come out of the sky. And people don't get it. And they're already attacking our webs, our grid.
Our substations.
All over the country.
Right.
How many have been hit?
We'll be thrust back to the
1700s. Yes.
We'll be thrust back to the 1700s.
And our enemies,
the moment an EMP
don't, I want to ask you this. Do you believe our enemies want to destroy our grid?
Yes, they do. And it's the most optimal route for war. For example, if China, and many prophets have seen China on our shores invading the country, all they would have to do. They don't want to bomb New York City. They don't want to bomb Chicago or LA. They want the infrastructure. They want the buildings. They want the city how it is. So they don't want to spend decades and decades and decades building back up these cities. So what do they want to do? They want to detonate an EMP, wait about 1 year, which the Congressional EMP Task Force on multiple occasions presented to Congress that 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead within 1 year because we are thrust back to the 1700s. The only difference is people in the 1700s knew how to live in the 1700s. That yeah. is what would kill almost every American. Therefore, a year later, a foreign nation could invade and have the buildings, have everything already set up in place and not have to deal with any Americans.
It looks like China is already backing Russia in their war. I don't know what's going on there, but I know this balloon was not a Playboy balloon or a play kid, a child balloon. That balloon was 20 stories tall, and it had all kinds of machinery in it or technology to spy on us. I'll tell you what, people, it's later than you think. Let's roll that piece from Schwab.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
This is so shocking, all of this we're talking about. Zach, how will the WEF master the future?
Well, that's their intentions. Once again, so Klaus Schwab, founder of the WEF, and let me tell you right now, Hollywood could not write a better villain, right? All that's missing is a white cat that he pets while he speaks. Now, I'm telling you right now that if the Antichrist was revealed in these moments, Klaus Schwab is going to be one of the 10. So I'm just saying, like, he really could be a key player in the end times, right? And he said he opened up the meetings in Davos by saying, he wasn't even supposed to be there. All the reports were saying Klaus Schwab isn't going to be attending the meetings this year, and all of a sudden he's there. And he opened it up with a monologue. And in that opening speech, he said, we must master the future. How arrogant can someone say, speaking to the world's elite, a little over 1,000 people, nearly all billionaires in the room, that we must master the future? Because it takes a third grade education to understand that mastering the future, at least in today's world, that mastering the future is only made possible by manipulating and creating crisis. Yeah. And like he said in the video, he said, we couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. And I just want to say one more time, this is the same group of people that just a few months before the pandemic hit, they literally sat around almost a war room type of scenario panel discussing what they would do and how they would profit even if a pandemic was to be unleashed through the world. Now, I'm not here to say whether that crisis was created or whether it was real and it was manipulated. I'm not here to say one way or the other. But one thing I am here to say is you master the future by either creating or manipulating crisis, and that is what they're doing. My goodness, the WEF created their own promotional video that said by the year 2030, you will own nothing and be happy, as if, hey, you're going to own nothing and we're going to go ahead and tell you're going to be happy, because if we didn't tell you you're going to be happy, then you might not be happy. But if they are masters, if they're trying to master the future, well, if you're not the master, then who are you? You're the underling. You're the servant. You're the slave in their play. And he is warning, in the next 2 years, a cyber attack is coming that will pale in comparison to COVID-19.
You believe that?
I do.
I do too. And also, I want to ask you, why are the super rich wanting this world destruction? Why are they the ones behind it? Do they have a plan for their survival? Now, you've been in secret meetings that I've never been in. You've traveled all over the world. You've studied this all the time. You went to meetings in, I think, was it in Europe or somewhere?
Different places in Europe and Asia, yes.
I'm not able to travel a whole lot, so I wish I could do what you do. But you're hearing this. I'm concerned. I feel like a voice crying in the wilderness. I can't get people to start getting ready because I believe it's coming within the next few months.
And the people that are the elite of the world that are controlling this, why do they want to do it? I don't know, Pastor Jim, if those in control know they're being led by Satan. I don't. I think some of them, you are whatever you worship.
That's right.
Whenever we were created, every human being that was ever created was created to worship. That is what we were created to do. And Christians, they worship God. And whatever you worship, a natural byproduct of that is you become whatever you worship. Well, what is the unchristian? They don't worship. Yes, they do. Every single human being on planet Earth that's ever existed, is existing, or will exist, worships something. If you don't worship God, you may not even understand it, but you are worshiping Satan. And whatever you worship, you naturally become more like. So these people that are the makers and movers of this world, do they understand that they're being influenced by Satan? I don't know. But what I do know that they know is that this Marxist model, even though the vast majority of the world will be enslaved, the 1% will remain in rule, and they will benefit more than anybody could ever imagine. So it is about control, it is about power, and it is about money.
So we'll all be slaves.
That's exactly right.
How close are we, do you think, that we are from implementing these plans in America?
They're being implemented now. I would say this. I do not know the timeline, and I'm always careful whenever I talk about these things. I do believe, without a doubt, that we are in the time of sorrows.
Yeah.
I do too.
I think that in the next 18 months, America, if people like the WEF are correct, that America is going to be nearly unrecognizable. But if they can simply follow the course of action they've been on, it is a certainty by the year 2030 that we will refer to everything before 2030 as that life. You know, it'll be like, think about an EMP going off, you know, and you see like these zombie movies of like, let's say an EMP or a zombie scenario comes about, and 20 years later, you have a kid that's only 10 years old. So the only life he's ever known is this apocalyptic world. I truly believe that something so catastrophic, an event so destructive, is going to happen in these next few years that'll literally be like a part A and part B of history. We'll be referring to those days, you know, almost like an apocalyptic zombie type of apocalypse. I think that we're there. I think it could happen in the next 18 months, the first event, but I think by 2030, the world is going to be unrecognizable.
Our time's almost gone. It just drives me crazy. I want to talk another hour with you. I'm going to ask you back next week, if you can, or next couple weeks or something, just soon, whenever we can book you back, because we've got a lot more to talk about. I want people that will be honest to come on the show, that will interpret the scriptures, because it's not going to get better and better. There's nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in the Revelation, except at the end of Revelation, when we're all with the Lord forever, and there's no pain, no sickness, no sorrows, and it's going to be joy forevermore. But we are yet to come. We are in the final times. Now, I'm going to ask you one more question before we leave today. I got to roll this piece. It's only a minute long. It's about Cleveland, Ohio, a 15-minute city, it's called. Something that supposedly is coming to America. Let's roll it, and then I want to ask you to talk about it.
Imagine a Cleveland where everything you need is less than 15 minutes away.
It's this ideal planning framework where human needs and desires are accessible within a 15-minute walk, bicycle ride, or transit trip. And that's really what we're striving for in this new planning model.
City planner Matt Moss says it doesn't have to be a dream. Instead of a concrete jungle where people work and separate places where people live, in a 15-minute city, everything is closer.
It's starting out with the city we have now, and then asking residents how they might want their community to grow or change in ways that, again, make things more accessible or provide them with more opportunities to access the things they want to get to in their day-to-day lives.
First, planners are making a list of what's there, things like grocery stores, parks, schools, but also workplaces. In some neighborhoods, it's more quality that's lacking due to busted sidewalks or lack of bike lanes or bus stops. In others, whether it's green space or food justice, they're lacking altogether.
The problem isn't that we just don't have a store. It's sort of like, well, why don't we have a store? And we need to dig under and get at the roots of that problem.
Case Western professor Darcy Friedman directs the Sweatland Center for Environmental Health. Her research has shown addressing nutrition equity can start a strategy of change.
Because unless people have the ability to eat a healthy, nutritious meal every day, I don't know how we can talk about people being prepared to, you know, go into our education systems or get the best job available for them.
Those opportunities for participation are coming, the city says, noting that the payoff here is a greener, more sustainable city with more solidarity between neighbors. But let's be real, this change will not happen overnight. Laura, city planners say the timing is right, though, with funding from federal infrastructure bill and some other sources, and we will keep you updated as to how we can all weigh in.
Our time's gone, really, but can you just comment on that? What's a 15-minute city, and they're planning that they want to do it all over the America.
And these are essentially climate change lockdowns. So the UK is doing it as well. Residents of Oxfordshire, they're making it so that you have to have a permit to travel more than 15 minutes from where you live. And we're going to see this all over the Western world very soon. And even if you do apply for a permit, you can actually only access that permit by exceeding the 15 minutes 100 times a year. So even if you're a business owner and you travel with trucks across the city, if it's more than 15 minutes, you can only do it 100 times per year. Climate lockdowns are coming. And once again, it's all a part of the UN's 2030 agenda.
Why are they doing this? What's going to be the benefit?
The United Nations described in their own words the Agenda 2030 as a new universal agenda. And I'm like a broken record when it comes to this. Climate change is the Trojan horse for worldwide socialism. So if you look at like the 15 or 16 points of sustainable goals in the 2030 agenda issued by the United Nations in collaboration with the World Economic Forum, it's always there. WEF is always there. Goal number 13, it says this: take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. So that is the root of the entire 2030 agenda, and it says this. So the root of the entire plan, climate change, how many scientific reports do real scientists have to present to show that this greatest scam ever devised to create a reason for government to control every aspect of our lives? Well, here it is. The global warming scaremongers tell you their true purpose in their own words. Listen to this. This is a quote from Christine Stewart commenting on point number 13, climate change, for the 2030 agenda. She's the former Canadian Minister of Environment. She says this: no matter if the science of global warming is all phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring justice and equality in the world. So she's saying, even if it's all phony, it doesn't matter, because they can use it to bring opportunity, justice, and equality. And all of those things, opportunity, justice, and equality, are all fantastic words that have been totally hijacked by Marxists. Here's another quote. This is by Timothy Wirth, the president of the UN Foundation. He says this: "We've got to ride this global warming issue, even if the theory of global warming is wrong." This is the president of the UN Foundation. "We will be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy."
I want to ask you something. Our time's gone. Do you believe global warming is a wrong and fearful threat in America?
Absolutely.
I do too.
It has been proven by science that the sun operates in cycles. The larger cycles are 200-year cycles, where the planet gets a little bit warmer for 200 years, and then the next 200 years it gets a little bit colder. And we go in 200-year cycles ever since.
It's an evil plan to destroy America.
That's right.
And make us all, I think the final plan is they want us to be socialism, which is communism, really.
That's right.
Our time's gone for today. Zach, please come back in a few days.
Zach, we have to cover all these other subjects.
I got so many more questions for you.
But we have to leave hope, Jim.
Mr. Answers.
We have to leave you with hope.
But I want you to order food if you don't have it. I want you to start preparing. It's red alert time for God's people to be ready.
Right.
Have things in your house. Have enough water.
Water bottles, filtration systems, have your food.
You can go online and order the water bottles.
$185 donation,
for
shipping
all
and handling
six
is included.
Of them, right?
All six Seychelles 28-ounce extreme water bottles.
And you can get the bucket of food, which is a 60-meal food supply, a 30-year shelf life. Food.
Right, 13 varieties of food, and
all
of that.
And you can put them away in your basement,
right.
And so you will have food when the food is not coming anymore. We're living in the last days. Make sure your heart's right with God. Make sure you know Jesus. He's the only way to make it through these coming days. I want to thank Zach Drew for being with me today.
Yes.
Thank all of you for watching.
Amazing.
There's so much. Please be ready. Talk to God. Read your Bible. Jesus is coming soon. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Zachary. We love you.
Bye, Zach. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.